People are relieved as they grow in understanding. When Islam reached the stage of Muhammad's first message, Allah said, "Say, I do not find within that which was revealed to me anything forbidden to one who would eat it, unless it be a dead animal, or spilled blood, or the flesh of swine, for indeed it is impure, or it be that which is slaughtered in disobedience, dedicated to other than Allah. But whoever is forced by necessity, neither desiring it nor transgressing its limit, then indeed your Lord is forgiving and merciful." 6:145. And he said, "O you who have believed, do not consume one another's wealth unjustly, but only in lawful business by mutual consent. And do not kill yourselves or one another. Indeed, Allah is to you ever merciful." 4:29. Thus the prohibitions for Muhammad's nation were reduced to four, all of which are inherently impure. Moreover, even these four were permitted in cases of necessity, provided one does not transgress or exceed the limits. Meanwhile, the Jews were burdened with strict prohibitions, even concerning good things. Allah told Muhammad's nation, "And do not kill yourselves or one another. Indeed, Allah is to you ever merciful." 4:29. Yet he said to the Jews, "So repent to your Creator and kill yourselves." 2:54. In this context, the command clearly refers to physical killing,